I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Aditi, you've obviously followed the Jets around. They have an overhauled coaching staff and a new quarterback, Justin Fields. In your opinion, what is the way to beat the Jets on Sunday?
Make it hard for Justin Fields to get the ball out on time. Make life difficult for Justin Fields. Make him feel rushed. You know that accuracy has not always been his greatest strength. Obviously, the line just took a big hit. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be interesting, but I don't think it's going to take rocket science here. I mean, the Jets are doing a lot of culture building. Aaron Glenn has been tremendous for them. There are certainly some things that they have to overcome that have kind of been institutional, for lack of a better phrase, for the last few years. And I know that they've worked at it. They've worked at how guys respond to adversity. They've worked at how guys respond to negative situations. But it's still a team that's a work in progress. And it's not an incredibly deep team in terms of talent. So, and I mean, everybody always tells you this, you cut off the head of the snake. The snake is the quarterback. What can you do to affect the quarterback?
Aditi, we had Rodgers get asked by one of the local reporters here today about how much of it needed to be football 101 versus offensively being able to go into the bag a little bit here in week one. And he cited all the things that they didn't put on tape and that hasn't been scouted yet. And he said the Jets will have the same thing for them defensively, stuff they haven't put on tape. You've got Aaron Glenn and Steve Wilks running that defense, new guys in town, and you've got Aaron Rodgers running this offense, new guy in town. In that sense, like for the newness part of it, the week one part of it, which side do you think would have the advantage there and be able to do more and go into the bag of tricks more this early?
Oh, gosh, that's such a tough question. You know, on the one hand, I want to sit here and say, well, the defense, because defenses are always ahead and defenses can do things. And when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's has a great bag of tricks, like, for example, let's say the way he uses cadence, you still need everybody to be on the same page. You still need everybody working in a certain way. And you maybe haven't had as many cumulative reps together under the lights, right? He never played in the preseason. But then on the other hand, the offense always knows what it's doing. So in some ways, it's harder on the defense. I think you could argue it both ways. I don't think there's a clean answer to say, oh, it's easier on this squad as opposed to that squad.
If you had to make a wager on who gets the better of this five-star matchup, as Mike Tomlin likes to call them, DK Metcalf versus Sauce Gardner on Sunday, who would you say and why?
DK Metcalf.
And now the why part.
Because I think the wide receiver always has a bit of an advantage. The wide receiver knows the route he's running. The wide receiver knows where the ball is coming. The wide receiver knows what's trying to be done. Whereas the DB has to be a little bit more reactionary to what's happening.
I'll go with this one, Aditi, and I'm taking Metcalf and Rodgers off the board. So they're the two big new names on the Steelers offense. Absent those two players, who do you think is the most interesting player on the Steelers offense heading into week one?
The offense? I was preparing an answer until you said offense. Well, isn't Aaron Rodgers the most interesting player on the offense?
No Rodgers, no Metcalf. Who would you be paying most attention to if I took those two obvious choices off the board?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of answers to this. I said this to you a long time ago. The way that John U. Smith talked about Arthur Smith to me 2 years ago still sticks in my head. A year ago sticks in my head. And so I wonder what that pairing will do. I cannot tell you enough how many good things I've heard about Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. So I'm sort of really intrigued to see what these two young guys can possibly do, or either of these young guys can do. I'm a huge fan of Jalen Warren's. I know that Pony is as well. This new contract is exciting. The rookie is a kid that my son just drafted on his fantasy team, though, too. So You wonder how they can all do. He's not his number one running back, but he did draft him.
Where was Aditi there to butt in and say, hey, pal, he's third on the depth chart right now. Let's hold the horses here, Nico.
He's his fourth running back. And you know what? I think it's nice to root for kids. Although one of his running backs is also Travion Henderson of the Patriots, who I just talked to earlier. And my son begged me to tell him that he drafted him.
And? Did you?
I did, actually, and he was very, very sweet about it. He said, okay, but your son isn't the sort of person to get mad if I don't have a good game, is he? I said, no, he only just turned 10, and I'm his mommy, so he knows he's not allowed to
do that. I admitted to everybody earlier that every night I have a fantasy draft, which has been every night for 2 weeks, I listen to the same song to get myself hyped up.
What song?
What's that?
What song? If you just had to guess,
She's not going to be able to guess.
I know,
it's like Rumpelstiltskin.
I know, but there's only
Dream
one.
On?
Dream On by Aerosmith. Good try. Pony, tell her what it is.
One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
Okay, not what I would have guessed, but okay.
Well, yes.
I mean, good song, but definitely not what I would have guessed.
Aditi, here's the thing that's
messed
up. I
saw the Wallflowers in concert many years ago.
And what did
How
they
were
do?
They?
They were good. It was in New Jersey. I was still living in New Jersey. The Garden State Arts Center or something like that is what it was called.
Have you ever seen Bob Dylan in concert?
I have not seen Bob Dylan in concert. No.
I saw him at Jones Beach Amphitheater in 2007, and nobody butchers Dylan like Dylan, and that was already true 18 years ago. I mean, it was bad.
All right, this is Aditi's favorite question of the year, and she knows it's coming, so she can't, like, plead the fifth here. What is Aditi's 2025 Steelers win-loss prediction?
Oh, gosh. How was I supposed to know that this was coming?
Because we do it every year, the last time we have you on before they play their first game, and it's met with the same incredulity that you just gave us right there.
Which is kind of,
my
God.
Why do you keep doing it? Why
oh, my God.
But Aditi, if we were an opposing team, we're easy to scout. You know this question's coming.
Yes.
You can game plan
and
for it.
And we demand it out of everybody, so we're not giving you...
No, there's so much stuff in my head. I forget that you keep going back to the same old, tired things.
Same old, tired things?
Fun? Yeah, wow. It's hot. Like, why?
Man, imagine if College Game Day on Sunday said, you know what, Lee Corso, we've done this whole tired thing where we have you put a mascot head on before every show and pick games. We probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Stick. That's never been my stick.
That's why you give us so much crap about this every
years
year.
Ago,
yes, we
I
get
hate
it.
Predictions.
Yeah, I know,
hate
but that's
them.
Not going to keep me from asking you because our listeners
this
are
is
curious.
Our shtick.
And by the way,
and your response becomes your shtick.
And by
that's
the way,
why we do it.
And by the way, she's telling a half lie here because when she gets predictions right, who is the first person to text me? Oh, I told you that the Patriots would draft Christian Gonzalez. Oh, I told you that this was going to happen. So
no, I said that he would be taken 17th.
Yes,
by the way.
I told you that
he's
they were going to take
Kenny. Having major trouble this week.
I told
by
you
the way.
That Pickett was going to be a Steelers pick. You like to do that?
But those are different things. Those are things that are it's incipient. It's about to happen. A season. I mean, is Aaron Rodgers staying healthy? Is that line staying healthy?
Well, factor
is
that into your
Cam
prediction.
Cam Hayward happily into the fold. Is you know like there are so many different. Various factors, and I also feel like it's such a terrible thing because I live in this city.
Yeah.
And I went shopping at Kia Tomlin's store today, and she's tremendous and amazing. So how could I say anything
about my doubting her husband's ability to pull magic.
Then don't doubt her husband's ability and pick them to go 12-5 and win a playoff game. No one's making you do that.
But are you looking for me to give, like, a happy answer that will be treated at the grocery store?
An honest answer.
I said 7-10, and I shop at not the same grocery stores as you because I'm not a Whole Foods shopper like yourself. But, yes.
I shop at Aldi, P.S., by the way.
I picked 7-10 and no playoffs.
Aditi, you can tell you're not a native Pittsburgher, though, because you pronounce it correctly. You just say Aldi instead of I go to Aldi's, which I would bet money your husband calls it Aldi's.
There's no S at the end. Why would you call it Aldi?
Yes. Aditi,
I know what you're trying to do here.
Aditi.
That's run out the clock and filibuster before you make a prediction.
You know what, guys? So I really, and I'm being very sincere.
I have to run.
Yes,
here
now.
We go.
I do.
Goodbye.
I have a day job.
Goodbye.
I love you
goodbye.
Guys, but
goodbye.
I have a day job.
Hang up the phone on her right now, Donnie. That's
wow,
it.
Wow.
Goodbye.
That was hostile at the end.
It should be. Absolutely should be. I knew that's what she was doing.
I think this is what we can do, though. We'll just make a prediction up for her.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet out she picked 5-12.
I think
and swept by the Browns.
I got one. Hold on, boys. I got one for you. You ready for this? Aditi Kinkabwala, the Steelers will go 10-7. They will make the playoffs.
Okay.
And lose in the wild card round.
Man.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.